Okay, yeah, we're going to get started. Good afternoon, and thank you very much for joining us. My name is Mary Pittman. I'm President and CEO of the Public Health Institute. And this special session, Becoming the Healthiest Nation, Profiles in State Leadership in Action, is going to be, I think, a very interesting dialogue. So what I want to do is let you know that we are going to save about 30 minutes at the end for Q&A. And if you have any questions, you can tweet them. And when you came in, I think you were given a set of biographies, and listed on it is the Twitter handle. First of all, I want to thank my esteemed panelists for agreeing to be part of this panel. I'm happy today to be joined by Lynn Shaw, who's Senior Analyst on Health Promotion and Disease Prevention at the Association for State and Territorial Health Officers, ASTO for short. Second, we have Jewel Mullen, who's Commissioner of the Connecticut Department of Public Health and President of ASTO. Third, we have Karen L. Smith, Director and State Health Officer at the California Department of Public Health, and Julie Cox Kane, Senior Deputy Commissioner of the Oklahoma State Department of Health and Deputy Secretary for Health and Human Services in Oklahoma. In the interest of time, I won't go through their bios because we did hand them out to you, and you can learn more about our speakers from that sheet. And for those of you not familiar with PHI, let me just give you a quick word about us. The Public Health Institute is one of the oldest freestanding public health agencies in the U.S., and we support evidence-based research, programs, and policy and advocacy to support complex public health challenges. PHI supports a diverse body of work that cuts across typical institutional and research silos to try to improve health and quality of life in California, across the nation, and around the world. Our vision is healthy communities where individuals reach their highest potential. So I'm very pleased to start with this disclosure. The following personal financial relationships with commercial interests relevant to this presentation existed during the past 12 months. No relationships to disclose. We can continue. So, one of the reasons that we thought about doing this session, our inspiration was really the tapestry of the innovations occurring across the U.S. These innovations span healthcare delivery, public health transformation, and the way that we are paying for health and healthcare in the U.S. This map from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Innovation shows the array of innovation models being tested at the state level and at healthcare facilities across the U.S. But CMMI and this map is only one thread in the tapestry. Other efforts include community-based prevention pilots under the Prevention and Public Health Fund, reform community benefit regulations that are changing the way hospitals interact with their community and invest in population health, patient-centered outcomes research, PCORI, that is looking at the best practices and the evidence for how we're delivering care to improve population health. And we're looking at new public health accreditation standards and processes, the APHA Healthiest Nation in a Generation, Healthy People 2020, and many different philanthropic organizations that are supporting making the U.S. a healthier nation. Some of the things that you'll be hearing about are America's Health Rankings, supported by the United Health Foundation, the Culture of Health, supported by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, County Health Rankings, also supported by the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, 100 Resilient Cities, supported by the Rockefeller Foundation. But also, and importantly, we will have the Federal Reserve Bank in sessions that are mentioned today and later on throughout this APHA session, where banking is getting involved nationwide and promoting a better understanding among policymakers and community leaders of the importance of development, in the importance of development and supporting community development programs with a special focus on low and moderate income communities in both urban and rural areas. These innovations at the state level have a number of things in common. First, what we see is public health and clinical care linkages is at the centerpiece of a lot of the innovative work that's going on right now. I've listed some examples, but there could be a very long list under each of these pillars. Second, data-driven decisions and metrics-based accountability is critical, and you'll be hearing more about that later. New ways to truly engage the community in innovation, and most importantly, I think, is being able to put together multi-sector leadership that is focused in finding ways that they can work together across their different sectors. Most states are applying a health and all policies framework to their state innovation grants, and we'll be hearing more about that in a moment. And finally, the tough nut that everybody's having a hard time to crack is how we change our payment and delivery system so that we're in fact supporting innovation. I'm going to take a moment to talk about health and all policies. It's not only the theme of this year's meeting, but It's not only the theme of this year's meeting, but you'll be hearing how many of these state programs have utilized this approach. For those of you not familiar with it, it's a collaborative approach to improving health and improving the health of all people by incorporating health considerations into decision making across sectors and across different policy areas. Health and all policies is based on the recognition that our greatest health challenges, for instance, chronic disease, health inequities, climate change, are often linked. We can't deal with one of these complex problems without also having to engage in consideration of some of the other complex problems. And through a very specific process using health and all policies, we can begin to get at some of those underlying determinants of health, such as economic opportunities, transportation, access to healthful food, education, and more. So I've listed up here the five key elements of health and all policies. We can talk a little bit more about that later, but I do want to emphasize that engaging many stakeholders is one of the challenges that I think a lot of people have in getting started. And there are many great sessions I noted in the book on health and all policies, and I encourage you to attend some of those sessions if you want to get started in this area. So what we're going to do is have four 15-minute presentations and then a 20-minute Q&A at the end. As I mentioned, we are going to take questions through Twitter, and you can use hashtag PHIAPHA. And we will also have the mics open at the end.